بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أسر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا فلما نبأت به وأظهره الله عليه عرف بعضه وأعرض عن بعض. In the previous ayats we read yesterday that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he got delayed at the house of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he partook of honey which she gave him. And the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were very, very anxious to meet him, and any delay caused them great anxiety, and they could not accept it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this, and then he made known a secret to one of his wives that now he will not have honey anymore. And here we learn a great lesson also, that the secrets of the family must be kept as secrets. This is a great lesson for us. If the husband tells the wife of any secret, she must keep it as a secret. She must not speak about it. Or in the family members, many times a person wants to maintain good relationships with all, so he tries and keep a balance between all. Because of that, he informs of some secret, and if those secrets are let out, they cause greater problems, as we see which happened here. So Allah Ta'ala gave the example of the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we all maintain proper relations in the house and matters in the house go correct. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. اور جب چھپا کر کہیں نبی نے اپنی کسی عورت سے ایک بات. And also take in cognizance that time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a secret to one of his wives, that I've now taken a qasam and I won't be eating the honey from another wife, and I won't get delayed anymore. This was to console her and make her happy, because she was very anxious and always waiting very greatly for the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was his routine after Asr to meet all his wives and take her khabar, find out how things are going, especially from the deeni point of view. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ. پھر جب اس نے خبر کر دی اس کی. Then she, due to weakness which is commonly found, she informed one of the other wives also of the secret. When she informed her, وَأَزْحَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. اور اللہ نے جتلا دی نبی کو وہ بات. And Allah Ta'ala informed his Nabi that the secret has gone out, and she has told one of the other wives of the secrets which she was not supposed to say. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quite upset about that, and Allah Ta'ala informed him, عَرَّفَ بَعَضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. تو جتلائی نبی نے اس میں سے کچھ اور تلا دی کچھ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of what Allah Ta'ala had informed him, that the secret has been given out. So he informed that wife also, that now I know that you went and speak about the secret to one of the other wives. As we mentioned, most of us do not have two or more wives. But there is a matter of mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, etc., daughters-in-law. Sometimes one wants likes a lot of preference, and you try and maintain a balance between them, and you tell the one thing, and you tell the one thing, and you tell her not to tell the other, so that the balance remains, and there is a proper relationship between all. But when the secret goes out, it causes even greater problems. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his wife that I know of the secret that you let it out and you told somebody else. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ. پھر جب وہ چتلائی عورت کو, when he informed that wife of his that you have let the secret out, قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. بولی تجھ کو کس نے بتلا دیئے. She asked, who told you about the secret? Which is a common thing, that now that somebody knows you that you told the secret, then they ask, who told you? From where you came to know of this? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. کہا مجھ کو بتایا اس خبر والے واقف نے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Nabi of Allah. Allah informed him of all matters. So he says that being who knows everything and who informed, who is the greatest informer also and informs of everything, he has informed me. In other words, Allah has told me that you let the secret out. And why did you when I told you not to let it out? I wanted to maintain good relationships between all of you, and this will upset everything. In tatuba ila Allah faqad saghat qulubukuma. Agar tum dono toba karti ho to jhuk pare hai dil tumhare. If both of you, the one who let out the secret and to whom she let the secret out to, if both of you make tawbah, that is good for you. Because you people have erred, your hearts have erred, and you let out, you did something which you were not supposed to do. So the best for you is to make tawbah. On the other hand, وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ اگر تم دونوں چرہائی کرو گی اس پر. And if you try and overcome Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also with regard to this instance, it is mentioned that the ladies of Makkah who were muhajirat, they were always subservient to their husbands. But the ladies of Medina, the Ansar, they always back-chatted also their husbands. So this influence also came onto the women of the muhajirat. When they came here, they also started like that. So Allah says, if you adopt that attitude and you want to like overpower Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you want to answer him when he tells you something, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ. Then remember, to Allah hai uska rafiq. Allah Ta'ala is his friend and his guardian. He will protect him. Wa Jibreel, or Jibreel also. Jibreel alayhi salam, what great powers there will be against you. Wa Salihul Mu'mineen, or Nek Bakht Iman Wale. And righteous, pious people also will be on the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal Malaikatu, or Farishte, and Malaika also. بعد ذلك الظهير اس کے پیچھے مددگار ہے. All of them will help the Nabi. And then where will you people stand? You'll have no chance whatsoever. In other words, make tawbah, made a mistake, made earn, make tawbah on that. And always try and please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He goes out of his way to maintain friendly and good relationships between you people, between all the wives, and in our case, between all the family members a person. And when something, somebody has erred or something, they try and put it right also in a very, very polite and a very cautious way. So they say, so when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is so considerate, then you people also, you made an error, so make tawbah. And ask for forgiveness from this, from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala let us always maintain good relationships within the family and always try and keep everyone happy within the limits of Sharia.